Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Ruane is an author, journalist, playwright, and actor. He's written for the Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago Tribune, and Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He has authored 4 books. His latest is Dangerous Freedom. John, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Bob. It's an honor to be on with you. As you know, I'm a longtime fan of yours, so thank you for having me on.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know what? This weekend will be a good one to be inside, at least for the first part, what with the weather.
Yeah.
And it's going to be conducive to indoor activities like reading a good book. And Dangerous Freedom is about a Chicagoan who was trying to stay safe like the rest of us, and he was confronted by danger and compelled to fight back, but he became a real hero. Tell us about this.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, your listeners will strongly relate to him and his wife, Dylan and Darlene. They are about peace and love, but unfortunately, they're on site at 3 deadly attacks, and then Dylan, who is absolutely the average guy, is compelled to stand up for himself and fight back. So that's where it becomes, you know, he becomes our alter ego, doing the things that we wish we could do. He shows up like a cowboy with his classic six-shooter and confronts these armed and dangerous killers, shooting the semi-automatic weapons right out of their hands. So here's what people should know about it. It's a very positive story. It's one that when you read it, you're going to feel very good about, which is what I was talking to you about earlier, was, you know, I write positive stories. We're all kind of in the midst of this terrible time. People need positive stories. So that's what this is. You know, mm-hmm. When they read this, they're going to read a very positive story.
And Memorial Day is a special opportunity to remember those who lost their lives serving our country. We should not lose sight of that as we gather and have fun this weekend. And this book centers on a former Marine, doesn't it?
Well, it's a Marine who actually trains Dylan Riley because he's got this ability. He's got this skill and ability. He's very quick. He was a former hockey player. But this U.S. Marine sees him at the gun range when he decides to try to pursue this, and he trains him. So he makes him the man he is. So, yeah, the U.S. Marine was a hero in the Vietnam War is the one that trains him. Yes.
John, did you base any of this on some people you knew in real life?
Well, you're going to see a lot of people in here who are reporting the news who you're going to know. People in the TV stations and everything. But yes, they're based on people that I know are definitely in this, although they're fictional characters, Bob. But yeah, it's definitely based on people I know, for sure.
And are you enjoying writing thrillers these days more than anything else? Because in the past, you covered sports and entertainment for the Sun-Times. Is this what you're going to do going forward?
Well, I was inspired to go into the newspaper business by Mike Royko, who is such a creative writer, and I was lucky to work with him for a few years, and then, you know, was pulled towards Second City, and then ended up being trained there and writing sports sketch comedy reviews and things like that. So I'm kind of a mix of journalism and creativity, and that's what people will see in The Dangerous Freedom, is that kind of a style of writing, which, you know, readers tell me it flows, it's easy to read. They'll read the book in 2 or 3 days. That's how easy it is to read. And one thing I want to point out, it's the book with the yellow cover on Amazon, not the other one. There's another Dangerous Freedom out there that is not like this, so they should know that.
Memorial Day weekend reading, Dangerous Freedom, John Ruane, Ruane, and it's the book with the yellow cover. Got it,
that's
John.
It.
Good luck with it, and thanks for taking a few minutes this morning. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it.